Collins back with courage, but Dawson was coming the other way. Clint used it, don't argue, and he kicks the goal.
Collingwood get the clearance again. Clark's down there, so too Mason Cox. Did Cox suffer that out of the air?
He did.
Don't tell me he did. He most certainly did.
Two goals in about 15 seconds in this term. We've had nothing really in between. Treloar wins possession back. Greenwood steadies off the left, and he got it to swing through. Tracked by Pavlich. He's waiting for the run of Walters. He measured the kick, and it was a good one. He didn't want to go the check side because he knew he could do it with a straightforward drop punt, splitting the middle. Michael Walters.
Dawson, smart, knocked it away from Cloak. Sutcliffe tried to take possession. Tom Phillips got the pickup. He got the goal as well.
Had it stolen away by Neil. Just inside the boundary line. 60 from goal. Sends it long to the square. Pavlich! Right forward pocket. And he's done exactly what you said, Brad, and pushed it to the right.
Your fault.
Grundy knocked it down. It bounced back to him, and then with one hand, controlled it down onto his boot, and Cox takes the mark. Top of the goal square. That was creative stuff from Brody Grundy. No problems with the finish either. And Mason Cox has kicked two.
So just over 2 minutes remaining in the term.
2:22.
Richie.
Thank you, Richie. Precise.
Blair attacked it well. Got it to Jesse White. Kicks it over his shoulder, and he gets the correct bounce.
Lockie Neal. Doesn't take much. Lockie Neal pinged for throwing the ball. So a free kick to Collingwood. But that'll be half time. And it couldn't have come any sooner for Fremantle nor myself as we have half time on a Friday night at the MCG. Collingwood, gee, they look pretty comfortable at the moment. 7-8-50. Leading Fremantle 1-4-10.